This podcast is brought to you by levelup111.com, the home of high vibrational awareness and positivity. Oh, well, well, well. Legendary souls. My name is Joff. And I assist legends raise their vibration. Today, it's a sacred message. It's a message I feel honored to share. Because you probably already know this. This is just a reminder, I reckon. It's a simple one, because life's meant to be simple. So moving energy, walking, running, dancing. This is sometimes the best recipe to get back into your frequency, to remove low vibrational energies, sometimes even entities, and to remove heavy energy, to come back in your lightness, come back into your power, into your energy. And I talk a lot about breathing and stillness and calmness and nature. I love that. You know me, I'm actually out there right now, just sitting on a chair. Just had a dog walk past me, unsure of me, because I got my top off in the sun, I'm sweating. And this dog's like, with his owner, he's like, what's going on over there? Well, he was blown away. He delayed this message. I was about to do this message, and this dog just, it was great. That was great. Bit of fun. Anyway. I was talking about dancing, running, and walking, jogging as well, moving energy, and it's like I said, the opposite of stillness, and it's like, again, in the whole context of action man, action woman, calm woman, the balance. When you're again in a lower frequency, sometimes it's a good idea to dance. And what I mean by this, yeah, you can go to the local club, you can go to ecstatic dances around wherever the suburb that you know, or the state, whatever that you live in. G'day, mate. It's good. Oh, thank you. Beautiful, beautiful bike, man. Big one. A few journeyers. It's got big tires. Big tires. But so if you're, you know, if you feel like there's a release that's got to take place, because the release is just energy that wants to go, because potentially you might have been hanging around someone that was had very heavy energy, you might have held space and lent an ear that was very heavy energy, and you haven't been able to shake it. Sometimes all that your body, mind, soul is asking for is to dance or run. Running is good as well. Walking as well is another amazing one. So yeah, just a remembering message here to run, to dance, to move energy. A great idea. And that's the thing, is even an idea here, you know, in your house, in your space, just for 10 minutes, putting on some sort of dance music. And it might not, yeah, you can go real fast to like real fast paced music, or you can kind of just move the energy to whatever. It can be classical, but you're moving your body. You know, your body is your vessel. You know, you are operating your experience through this current body that you are in. And sometimes it wants you to move energy. And that's why, again, like those ecstatic dances that take place, they're pretty special, because someone has consciously created like a playlist and, frequencies so that to take your body on a journey. It's like an innate journey to release, basically. Yeah, a simple one, but a one that felt like coming out. Yeah, so for example, going for like a half an hour run, or a 20-minute run, as I've witnessed someone running in front of me. You know, that's enough to release energy, because what happens when you let go is you're able to let energy in. You know. Let go to let in. It's a simple life. You know, a lot of the beliefs and programs that have been put on us by society standards, by TV, the Matrix, is to not let go, to hoard. And, you know, I like to put it out there to let go. Let go of stuff. Like, I currently have a Nokia phone right now, and I've got minimal storage on it. I can get a memory card, but I'm like, you know what? I want to keep this phone light. So I've got to delete messages. I've got to delete photos. I've got to delete audio messages. I've got no choice. And the beautiful thing is you let go to let in instead of holding on. You know, and I'm not saying to just delete everything and delete all your photos. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is, you know, sometimes it's a good idea to let go and practice the art of letting go. To let in. And that's what this is about. A release, like the running and the dancing of your whatever it is, releases energy. It lets go of old energy, stagnant energy that no longer serves you. To bring in the highest vibrational frequency energy that exists, which is in the current present moment of now. A simple message, but a powerful one. And I'm probably going to keep it short because it's simple as. And if you feel like this could benefit someone you know, feel free to share it. So yeah, I highly encourage to dance, to run, to move energy, to sweat. Great idea to sweat. Like I'd say at least once a week, minimum. You know, and I speak for myself in the respect that sometimes I've been lazy in the past couple of weeks in particular. This is a message from me as well. You know, I went for a run today. That's why I'm feeling really good right now, because I went for a run. Makes you feel so good. An expansion of a release of energy to create expansion within. As a ladybug walks on my shorts, now it's on my fingers. Anyway, I reckon that'll do this one here. With an open mind and an open heart, anything is possible. Peace and love to you all.